Hello and welcome to today's podcast. It's Jason and Tony's
In Case You Missed It.
These are some things that maybe you weren't listening this morning.
Some highlights of our lowlights.
Well, we call them
Sorry, it fit.
We had a story about some fool idiot coming out of the crowd to drop kick Arnold Schwarzenegger. Saw the video on Twitter yesterday. I'm not sure where Arnold Schwarzenegger was. But he's doing like a selfie thing.
I didn't see the video. I saw the story.
It's hysterical. Well, I mean, it's not, but it is. So he's on the phone, I think maybe doing some sort of video. And somebody's filming Arnold Schwarzenegger because it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Well, just out of nowhere, this old boy runs up, does a double leg kick drop thing on Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Said some lunatic came out of the crowd.
Well, he'd have to be a lunatic. Why would, if you're going to pick, now look, I know Arnold's old now. He's not Predator anymore or whatever.
Still.
He's not Predator, but you know what I'm talking about.
Terminator.
Terminator. He's not Terminator anymore.
He's not.
he's one of them.
Yeah.
So I get that he's not Godzilla anymore. So now would be the time if you're ever going to pick a fight because he's getting on up there in age.
He ain't Dirty Harry anymore. Okay. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
He's not any of the Avengers anymore.
He's not Bruce Lee anymore. Right, we got it.
So, but there's no way I would do that to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Heck no. He's got more muscles. Right. Than,
and plus, you gotta put in old man strength, which is a thing.
You dang right.
Yeah.
And other stars, you should never ever drop kick older stars who will turn it around and kill you.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
Absolutely.
You don't want to do that. Yeah. Chuck Norris.
No.
No matter how old Chuck is.
No, that's a bad pick.
Ric Flair.
Oh.
You know?
You'd be the figure four leg lock so quick and make your head spin.
Never ever, and you never ever drop kick Steven Seagal.
Oh.
Because you know he'd still be able to turn around and bash you.
I tell you, somebody else.
Who?
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson?
Not because I'm afraid of him, but that guy'd find me.
he can find
anybody.
He don't care where you are.
There are some American Indians in Canada, and Mayo Chup. It means something different to them than what Heinz intended.
A lot different.
Hey, you remember, it's been a while back, we talked about Heinz ketchup. They're coming out with Mayo Chup. Remember that?
Yes.
That sounded nasty.
Horrible.
Well, they've rolled it out to Canadian consumers.
Mm-hmm.
In case you don't know what Mayo Chup is, it's a combination of mayonnaise and ketchup mixed in a single bottle.
Nasty, nasty.
Well, it turns out Mayo Chup is an actual word in the Native American Cree language.
It is?
Mayo has a strong resemblance to the Cree word Mia, which means excrement.
Oh.
Chup means face. So, yes, they're selling...
Dookie face?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
It actually translates in Cree to poop is on my face.
When you go and order that at a restaurant, say that out loud, real loud.
Yeah.
Mayo chup.
Yeah, and they can't.
Mayo chup, get him a napkin.
These Native Americans, they can't figure out why it costs $3 either. So, a new internet trend that we're sure to see Tony doing.
Hey, wait a minute.
Cow kissing. This internet challenge hasn't hit the shores of America yet, but.
Oh, no.
It'll be here this week, I bet.
Another internet challenge.
This has started in Austria. It's the cow kissing challenge. They want you to kiss cows.
The cow kissing challenge.
Yeah. And they tell you you can do it with or without tongues if you're doing it. Do it without because that's how they can pick their nose with their tongues.
My golly, cow's got a big old tongue.
So I'd stay away from that.
Uh-huh.
What about you, Tony? Would you do the cow kissing challenge?
I don't know. It depends on how long I've been feeding it straw.
Uh-huh.
Like, have I just met the cow? Or, I mean, are we known each other a while?
You've known each other a while.
I ain't easy. I ain't coming right out of the gate kissing right out of the gate. I want, you know, something built there.
Right. The cow's going to need to put some hide in the game, isn't she?
Yeah. Probably later then I want commitment or something. False sense of security.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it won't.
She hates it when you call her my little steak. Yeah. Come here, little ground beef. Give me a little. Sit back and relax and put your listening ears on. Tony's got a story for us.
Here it is.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, some preachers were casting a demon out of a little girl. And when they did, they cast the demon out a window, straight into a woodpecker. The demon-possessed woodpecker flew into people's faces. It went around pecking pentagrams into the sides of barns. Its little red eyes glared to pure Satan. All of a sudden, the demon-possessed woodpecker heard a noise and saw that it was a church homecoming. It flew and attacked Wanda, the church piano player, but Wanda's faith and her ninja hands grabbed the woodpecker and threw it into the piano, then slammed the lid. One by one, the homecoming committee stomped the piano lid until the bird gut shot all over the place. The demon got out, but Wanda caught it and then put it in a Lord's Supper glass and flushed it down the toilet. She said, "Come on back if you ever want to try it again. I told you once, you stupid woodpecker. I'm the best they's ever been." The end.
Here's the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Your love is the compost that landscapes the plants of my heart. And I love you very much.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
Tony had a brand new word of the day for us today.
Makes you smarter.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Argument. A argument is when a woman wants to argue about the things that only are important to them, like remembering to pick up the kids and stuff. A argument.
That's Tony's word of the day.
And as usual, we'll leave you with today's real good. There's a 2-year-old named Pamela Soto. Mm-hmm. And Pamela has a degenerative eye condition that's slowly been making her go blind. She's 2. A while back, she had some eye surgery, but the surgery, it didn't work. And the doctor said she needed another surgery, and that surgery was going to cost around $35,000.
Oh, bless her little heart.
Mom and Dad didn't have it, so they walked around to some local businesses asking for donations, and they raised $5,000.
That's good.
Well, out of nowhere, someone anonymously donated the full amount of $35,000.
To help this little girl see.
And that was in February. Pamela's parents used the other $5,000 to travel to Michigan last month where she had the surgery done.
Oh, awesome.
Since then, she started to regain vision in both eyes. And once it was clear the surgery was a success, the anonymous donors came forward. Oh. Turns out one of the businesses that Mom went to was a construction company owned by 2 guys named Danny Watson and Jimmy Cooper. They're the ones that gave the money.
Gosh.
Danny told the local news that they talked it over and decided they just couldn't sit back and let someone so young go blind when they were when there was a way to stop it and they could help.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Dang, and what a that's just beautiful. And to have that money and that help and that love, wow.
Danny Watson, Jimmy Cooper, you are real good. All right, that wraps it up for today. Thanks so much for listening to In Case You Missed It.